is 913. Sports Radio 96.7, 1310 The Ticket. This is The Invasion, the world's most dangerous midday show, 9 to 1. Middays here on The Ticket. My name is Donovan Lewis. Alongside my radio partner, he is Matt McLaren. Matt, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Don.
Happy Friday to you. We did it. We made it. It's the weekend, baby. Thank you, Dwayne Dancer. And we are here live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, as we are covering the NFL draft for you. Round one was last night. Had a fantastic time, and we have plenty of draft to talk about on today's show. We'll be joined by Joseph Hoyt, who covers the Cowboys for the Dallas Morning News. That will be at 10:50. We will have our Friday staples, Just a Sip. We'll have the list. We'll have the OSS. We hop aboard every single day at 11:10. The news with Travis at 10:30. A little Friday frivolity, but a lot on what went down last night in round one of the NFL draft. And we'll look forward to rounds two and three tonight, as that coverage starts at 5:30 right here on The Ticket, and we'll go through every single pick of rounds two and three live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But the crew ready to rock with us, left to right on your radio dial. It's the A-Team. Baldy, there is Travis, and there is the tip sheet. How are you feeling after night one?
Feeling good. Feeling really good. I'm wearing my Cowboys hoodie today.
You are? Are you going to wear that up to the
I'm going
to
bring it
broadcast
today.
Okay.
I mean, it's Pittsburgh is warm. We're going to hit 80 in Pittsburgh today, and our walk. I don't like to sweat if I'm not working out, and so I try to walk at a pace where I won't create sweat. But man,
really?
Walking,
man,
in that,
you still walk fast. I don't know how the heck you can't create sweat still walking like that if that's your pace.
We reached a point yesterday. We went to the credential pickup, and I told you guys, like, oh no. I can feel I'm about to start sweating.
And I brought clothes strictly for the inside.
You brought clothes like we were going to Colorado in December.
I didn't even think about the walk or what the temperature was going to be. Yeah. I just know how cold it is in the media center every single time we go to the draft. So I just brought sweaters, long pants and sweaters. That's
yeah.
it, with long sleeve shirts to wear underneath. Like, I'm prepared. And, yeah, the walk over from the car, which was probably about, what would you guess? Maybe just a little under a mile?
Yeah, it took us close to about 15 minutes to walk, which is slightly under a mile usually.
So, yeah, we walked that, and I'm with you, man. I was starting to sweat myself, but got to think cool thoughts, man.
Yeah, just I don't know how you weren't sweating. I had shorts on and a T-shirt, and I brought warm clothes to put on if it got cold in there, and eventually I put on like a little hat, a quarter zip or whatever you call it, because it does get cold in the building.
And I only brought another sweater that looks like that one that I had on last night, but a different color, and another sweater.
You don't have a T-shirt?
I don't. Man. I did not pack a T-shirt.
You may need to buy one today.
Maybe so, because, the walk there is pretty long. They have a lot of things blocked off because they're trying to control all the traffic that's around the area of the stadium. And I think they're really doing a good job. It was a lot of folks out there, but it just didn't feel, as crowded as other. Like, when we were into Kansas City, man, I felt like it was – I was a little claustrophobic, but feels a little wide open here, and it's a good. I think they're putting on a good show, Pittsburgh, as far as presenting the draft.
Where the stadium is down here, which is essentially right on the river, it's such a great setup, and it's so wide open. They did such a wonderful job in between the two stadiums for football and baseball, and building out places for people to hang, but there's a lot of wide open areas for people to just lounge around and enjoy themselves.
It is, and a lot of different, places to do the the challenge where you check your reflexes where the things fall from the machine, and the other stations that are around. They're keeping everyone's mind occupied with different things to do in between the draft. And speaking of that, every single time they go to commercial on the NFL Network, there's a band up there playing.
Right, there is,
because the feed that we have in the media center, it's NFL Network feed, but we don't have any commercials. So we'll see the band playing. It's like, man, that's a – I thought I'd have the band playing all the time. Like, what's going on here? Just realizing that's when the TV is in commercials, they have music going.
It's funny.
So it's almost like a basketball game.
I honestly thought – and it took me several picks to realize what you just said – I thought that they had a song that they were singing to each pick.
Oh, they had their walk-up song?
Yeah, the picks would go out into the crowd, and I was like, man. And then they would turn around and look at the person singing. And it was hard to hear what they were singing at times.
Yeah.
I was like, man, they are singing to each individual pick. What are they doing?
There's no way.
And then you realize you're in commercial.
Right. There's no way the songs that they had picked was going to be a walk-out song for any one of those dudes that were there. So, yeah, no, it was a good time. And the media center is on the second level of the actual football stadium. So they have tons of tables in there. And the tables are long. They're stacked like five rows. And the tables have about 24 chairs at each table. And, you know, they have the names of everyone that you're affiliated with where you're going to sit. They don't usually at the Super Bowl, they have a map so you can find out where you're going to go, where your table is. Right. They don't have a map here. So you have to just walk around and look at the table and see where you are. All right, well, we found our spot. We have three spots, and they're right next to each other. Not across, but right next to each other. All right, it's fine. Killer steps up the equipment. We put our stuff down, and we leave to walk around and just check everything out, check the scene. Killer
again,
and I,
if I may.
Sure.
Let's not glaze over what you just said. We put our stuff down.
Yes.
We put my backpack was in the chair I was going to sit in, and my laptop was set up in front of that chair.
My backpack was on the ground. I didn't set anything
up. But leaning against the chair that you had set in.
Yes, yes. And Killer had set up all of our equipment. So our headsets were in front of our seats that had our name on the table,
yes.
And then we walk off. We
right.
go to the shop. I bought a couple of T-shirts.
Yeah.
Gear. I have a buddy of mine that's a huge Steelers fan, so I wanted to make sure I got him something. I picked up a shirt like I do all the time when I go to the draft as a little souvenir. And so we just take off and we walk. And we were trying to walk to this one place that Matt had known about, but they were closed for a private event.
Right.
So we kind of stood around and looked and said, what do you want to do? Well, let's just walk back because it was about an hour and 20 minutes or so before we were going to go on the air. Mm-hmm. All right, let's just go back. So we walk back to the media center, we get up there, and as we're walking to the table, you notice, and it's kind of hard to tell when you're walking in if someone's in your particular spot because
right.
you know there are people right next to you from different organizations or
yes.
stations or whatever.
Right.
And so when we walk back, it's a few guys that are on our side of the table. We're about three, four seats from the very end, but it's like six dudes. So I'm like, man, are they kind of sitting in our area? I don't know. But you walk up. Don't pay it any mind. And I was coming back to go grab a plate of food to eat before we get going.
Right.
And so once I had my bag that I had my T-shirts in, we started getting closer. And we noticed that there are two guys. We have three seats. Two of our seats are occupied by two dudes.
Right.
And so as we walk up, you were a couple steps in front of me. You walk up and the guy said, oh, am I in your seat? You said, yes. He immediately gets up.
Yes.
Well, the guy that's in my seat, he doesn't move. And he has his microphone set up
yeah.
like he's going to broadcast from
Correct.
Our table.
He had his laptop open. He was sitting there.
He had
a microphone
set up
yes.
and everything. So I had my bag with the T-shirts in it. And I'm kind of going around him to put my bag where my book bag is.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, that's cool. You can sit there. I'm just going to go grab something to eat. But the time I come back. You know, I'm going to want my seat back.
Google
and
me,
so
bitch.
I put my bag down and kind of leaned, and he definitely saw me because I was right by his legs and put my bag down and kind of stood up there. And so Matt, who's standing there and about to sit in his seat, he's like, hey, man, that's our seat. And then the guy totally ignored you.
Yes.
Didn't even look your way.
Correct.
Didn't say a word.
Yes.
And he doesn't have any headphones on. He hears you. He
yes.
just didn't acknowledge you. And then you said it again. Hey, man, that's our seat. And then I said, yeah, that's our seat right there. And I pointed to KTCK.
Right.
And then I was about to walk off to get some food.
Not me.
But then I heard you say, hey, man, are you just ignoring me or do you not hear me? That's our seat.
Yeah.
Giant bitch.
And then he looked up and he's still sitting down. And he looked up. He had this white hat on. He looked up and he said, hey, dude, what's your problem?
And I go, what's my problem? You're sitting in our seat. I said, are you purposely ignoring me? I asked you twice.
So it gets a little escalated. And then I was about to walk off to get food, but I circled right back and just kind of stood behind. Now, I'm no enforcer or anything, but I just kind of standing around because it was getting quite heated. He was sitting down just staring a hole at Matt, and Matt is standing over him looking down and saying, yeah, that's our seat. And didn't it sound like you were too confrontational? But it's like, yeah, that's our name right there. I don't understand what you're getting. This is our seat. And he was saying, hey, but what's your problem? And he said it like four different times.
Yeah, and I kept going. I was like, what do you mean, what's my problem?
Gotta,
I was like, I explained what my problem was. You're the one sitting in our seat.
Bitch.
I said, so what? Move.
And that's when you started getting a little bit more forceful. And then he was still just saying, what's your problem? And this thing felt like it was about to escalate pretty hard.
Oh, yeah. You could like, yes. Yeah, and I thought so.
Yeah, no, I did too. I did too. So that's why I kind of just stood in the back and to see what the heck was going on. But he never stood up. And see, that was the whole point. It's like, no,
he's in a crazy disadvantaged
position. He really is.
Position.
And if you just decided to haul off and just wail on him, it would have been. But he was with a group of about, I would say, 10 or 12 people. Like, they had three different spots at three different tables, but they were all come together. And it was a podcast.
Yes.
Because they had the little backdrop up.
They're the only people out of probably 2,000 media people in this thing that had a backdrop that was trying to film and take up multiple seats.
And they were definitely trying to take all the space that they possibly could. But we're right there, and they were next to us. So there's a guy that I've known that works in El Paso. And as soon as everyone kind of started looking over, because you guys got pretty loud.
Well, yeah, yes, we did.
You got pretty loud as far as it seemed like things were about to happen. It was about to go down.
Well, it pissed me off. I told him multiple times, what's your problem? I didn't explain what my problem was.
Yeah, you're sitting
in
our seats.
And then eventually he did stand up.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and so, that's when I thought, okay, so, and I was watching to see if he was about to make a move. Because I thought he was going to stand up and try to hit me.
It was about to go down. It felt like it was about to go down. So the guy from El Paso just went, whoa. Yeah. Like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
And then that's when you said, you're in our spot. And that's when you guys kept going back and forth, and you heard that's in our spot. And then the guy from El Paso said, hey, man. I know you're from the other guy. I know you're from the East Coast. But you need to chill.
Yeah.
Because these dudes are legit. So if you're saying they're saying you're in the spot, you're in their spot. And you didn't have to explain anymore. Our name is right there.
Our stuff is in the damn seats.
I don't know how else to explain this thing.
Right. Like, we had literally had our stuff there. You moved it out of the way so that you could set up your own crap.
It just. And then you asked,
what's my problem?
He had the like big four attitude times in a row. About it.
Yeah. And then he takes like a step back. He goes, I don't know what your problem is, dude. And I go, I told you what my problem was. You're in a seat.
But there was a lady that was sitting across the table, and her eyes were darting her back and forth like a tennis match. She was just kind of going back and forth, wondering what the hell was going on. Like, it was about to go down. So after the guy kind of calmed it down, and he just kind of looked, and he slowly got up and gathered all of his stuff to move out the way. Like, he took his merry sweet time, which was kind of pissing me off, too, as he took his merry sweet time. And then he finally got out of the way. And we were like, man, right before I walked off to get the food, I was like, are you good? You're like, yeah, I'm fine. I was like, okay. So I walked off and got food. Everything is going well. We're just preparing for the draft. No big deal.
Well, all of his, like, a couple of guys from his team or whatever you want to call it came over. It's like, hey, man, we're really sorry about that. We're so sorry. And I was like, whatever. You guys think you can just take all the seats.
Right.
I asked the guy to move, and he throws me that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're going, hey, we're really sorry. And they all want to shake my hand. I was like, okay, you know. Just leave me alone.
So we're kind of laughing about it. And you and I, we had so many different scenarios of just throwing him out of the window and all this other stuff. And then about 30 minutes later, he comes back around. And he was walking towards you. And I was like, okay. I don't know if he just gathered steam or whatever. But he came over to apologize.
And he did say, look, man, I'm really sorry. I was having a problem with the internet. And I shouldn't have treated you that way. I was a giant douche, and it's on me, dude. He's like, I'm sorry. I escalated something that shouldn't have even been escalated.
Well, yeah.
I appreciate that, you know.
Then you guys started talking sports, and then I was –
Yeah, I was like, so anyway, where are you from?
You behind
and
you
I was like, Dallas, and goes, oh, Cowboys, huh? And I was like, yep.
You should have said, no, hey, no. Colts.
And I was like, if you don't stop talking, you'll never talk again.
No, you did. you were talking sports with him like you guys were the best of friends.
No, I did. And I did. I told him, I was like, hey, I appreciate you coming over here and apologizing. Yeah. Because he was in the wrong.
He absolutely was.
And
but, man, it was quick how you snapped on the, hey, man, do you not hear me? Are you not listening? Are you purposely ignoring me?
Like, what happened?
You said like five or six sentences so fast in a row.
Well, I mean, come on.
Oh, man.
I said it really nice. You were there. I said it nice twice in a row.
I know.
Hey, excuse me. Hey, you're in our seat. And he didn't even acknowledge
and
me.
And then I was like, yeah, man, that's us right there. God, as I'm putting my bag by my other bag, like right there next to him. How could you not see me?
Right. If he had turned around and said, what? My... Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry, man. But what's your problem?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so now we were, okay, well, I'll tell you what my problem
yeah,
is.
Yeah. He jumped on it pretty hard. So we thought we were going to get kicked out of that thing, man.
Because it got for
loud.
A second.
It got loud and it escalated
quickly. There was multiple people looking and a couple people started coming over and being like, okay. Because there was probably about a 2 second period where I thought we're about to.
I did too.
I'm going to have to tackle this guy.
I did too. I thought he was about to. Just to the look on his face, I thought he. But he kept sitting down, and that was the whole point. I was like, man, you at least stand up. And then once he stood up, and you got two guys were still kind of going at it, I thought, man, this is about to happen.
Yeah, I did too.
But that was a really big dude that he was with, and I was really hoping that they didn't happen like that because. He would have balled me up like a basketball and just dribbled me down to what you call it, maybe. Down the concourse.
But fun at the draft.
Fun at the draft.
Entertainment.
We almost didn't make the broadcast because we were about to throw down with some podcast out of, had to be Jersey, right?
They're based out of Florida, I think.
Really?
Yes, and they cover.
Because they had different dudes right. with different hats. One right. dude had a Miami hat, a couple people had a Bills hat.
He was in Jacksonville. Right.
From what I was able to, because I'd never heard of these people, and I looked them up, and it looks like the guys that we were next to were AFC East out of the network of whatever they're on.
Okay, well, that makes sense. With all the teams I named were from the AFC East.
Yeah.
A podcast specifically for the AFC East.
As a part of the NFL stuff that they cover,
gotcha.
I guess.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, that was quite interesting last night before the draft even got going.
Well, I don't think they'll be there because usually you lose about 60% of the people that were there on a Thursday
right,
when it
right.
comes to Friday, and then you lose another 25% of those that were there Friday for Saturday. So basically on Saturday, we're there by ourselves just trying to get the show done. But it was excitement before the draft even started.
Now,
but,
if he has a sense of humor, he'll be sitting in our seat today when we get there. And yeah, I would think that was funny.
That would be funny, but I don't know if they're going to be